Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 224, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 224. God is my Father, and He loves His Son. My true identity is so secure, so lofty, sinless, glorious, and great. Holy, beneficent, and free from guilt, that heaven looks to it to give it light. It lights the world as well. It is the gift my Father gave to me, the one as well I give the world. There is no gift but this that can be either given or received. This is reality, and only this. This is illusion's end. It is the truth. My name, O Father, still is known to you. I have forgotten it, and do not know where I am going, who I am, or what it is I do. Remind me, Father, now, for I am weary of the world I see. Reveal what you would have me see instead. Amen. When I contemplate this lesson, at first I thought it was really cool. It says, "This is what I am. I am sinless, glorious and great, wholly beneficent and free from guilt. I'm secure." I love this list of what I am. And then I hear the question, what is my name, the one I have forgotten? And I think it is Son. But then I hear, what kind of name is that? There is no specialness in Son, as my ego gets tweaked. My dad had three daughters, and if we were all named daughter, how would I express my name as being different than their name? And then I started to think about the safety in numbers and in unity. I am all these things that it says I am. But when I want to separate myself apart, that is when I have to start striving to be better than, striving to get, striving. All this striving happens when I take on a name other than Son. A good exercise maybe for me, will be to go deeper into why did my ego react so sharply to being named son and see what comes up. And whatever it is that comes up, it's just a false belief being uncovered. Uncovering the belief, not to say it's bad, but to simply understand what it is, to get to the truth. And in that uncovering, it will probably disappear as unnecessary. Later, I read the lesson and I read it with love as my name, which felt sweeter. My true identity of love is so secure, so lofty, sinless, glorious and great, holy, beneficent, and free from guilt, that heaven looks to me, love, to give it light. Me, love, lights the world as well. It is this gift, love, which my Father gave to me. The gift of love I give as well to the world. There is no gift but love that can be either given or received. Love is reality and only this. Love is illusion's end. Love is the truth. Love is me. My name, love, O Father, still is known to you. I have forgotten my name is love, and I do not know where I am going, who I am, or what it is I do. Remind me, Father, now, for I am weary of the world I see. Reveal what you would have me see instead. Reveal love to me. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to remember my identity. That I am as my Father created me. I am the essence of God, love in motion, love manifest. Help me to have courage to listen only to your voice and not to become confused. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we still the mind. We are weary of the world we see, and we ask to see what He would have us see in whatever way we are open. Thank you for joining with me in remembering we are love as God created us. Namaste.